Howdy do, buckaroos. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, December 20th, 2018. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. We want to talk a little bit about Christmas coming for you a little early, but it might be wrecked and it might be Apple's fault.
Yeah. This past Monday, I ordered one of the new 11-inch iPad Pros, and it should be here hopefully soon, like within an hour or two today. But what I'm hoping is that it arrives in good condition and not bent, because apparently that's a thing that's been happening.
Yeah, there's some new limited edition iPad Pro that you get that's sort of curved, I guess.
The iPad Pro Flex.
Yeah. And now Apple said, here's the thing. And this is the thing that I wonder about. People have noticed this. And it's visible. I almost said it's audible. It's visible when you look at the iPad. It's got a slight curve to it. And you can see it. It's very clear. Mm-hmm. And Apple says, it's fine. It's part of the manufacturing process, and some of them get a slight curve because of something with the aluminum that I'm not remembering. And Apple's like, no, it's good. And I think most people would disagree.
Yeah, Apple shrugging this off is not okay. And I'm betting right now, I'm going to call it, they're probably going to get a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got a lawsuit from somebody who said, I didn't realize the new iPhone had a notch in it. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that we're going to see something class action-y from this. But the thing that gets me is how well manufactured Apple stuff tends to be in general. And, you know, like we've seen the videos of like, you know, the iMac Pro when they showed what production for that looked like and different things, and It's always been like a point of pride with Apple how well built all that stuff is. And you know, that's part of why you can rock that Apple laptop or that iPad or that, you know, used to be or that iPhone for as long as you can, is because they are so well manufactured. And it's part of what goes into the cost of the materials, and it's part of what goes into the cost of making them, is that they are well built, and that they are well built from great material, so that it's something that's a pretty durable piece of hardware.
Yeah.
And I really like, I don't know why they would blow this off given the history with all these other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so weird that they're just so casual about this. But yeah, I specifically remember from one of the production videos they showed off at a keynote, they showed a bending test,
Which
I think it might have been for one of the iPhones, where they had this machine that bent it in the middle just slightly and flexed it at the corners. So I'm guessing this is might be where it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I had also read that the cellular iPads are apparently more susceptible to this, because they have that piece of plastic in the middle.
With the antenna, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. And so, I got a Wi-Fi only model, so I'm crossing my fingers.
It's so weird to have to be like, I hope I get a flat one. You know, that like that, it's so odd to me to have that expectation. I'm curious about a number of things. Number one, I'm curious about the change in manufacturing that prompted this with the iPad Pro, because I don't remember seeing things like this about previous models.
Yeah,
and
me neither.
I'm also curious who it was at Apple who said, yeah, just go ahead and blow it off. Like, you know, go out, shrug your shoulders, and that's going to be the official statement. Like, that, I would really hope that either they change that stance, or that like maybe the person who did this was not a person who was in a position to make it official. I don't know. I don't remember seeing the anybody saying, you know, it was Tim Cook who said, yeah, it's cool. I don't remember, like, I don't recall seeing, you know, who, like, the name attached to that particular, like, response from Apple. So my hope is that it gets walked back.
Yes, I really hope so. Like, at least just make the repairs of this or replacement a bit better. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if this is true or not, but someone had posted on Reddit saying that repairs for this issue are more expensive than a regular repair.
Well, so, it also, like, hasn't been out all that long, so it seems like if it's been out there in the world long enough for this to be a thing, that it hasn't been all that long, because we're only just now hearing about this bend. So I would think a lot of people could just return them, that it's been within 30 days and you can just give it back and go, yeah, hi, it's crooked. I want one that's not.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Apple is doing maybe extended, like, returns. Mm-hmm. Around the holidays,
they so do.
That will give people enough time to, like, if you have if you're buying an iPad for someone and it's sitting under the Christmas tree, Apple Insider recommends just open it up, check it, and then see if you can go to the Apple Store and get a replacement.
Yeah, that, and you know, that's even worse. Like, have you been to an Apple Store at Christmas time? That doesn't seem like, okay, spoiler alert, it's not most people's idea of a good time. Primarily because a lot of Apple stores are in malls, and if you've tried to go to a mall in the week before Christmas, you're far braver than I. And I think, yeah, like, and like, that just sort of adds an extra layer of middle finger to this, almost. Like, yeah, you know, if it really bothers you, you should just go exchange it for one that's not, you know, because, you know, and making it sort of seem like the person is unreasonable for wanting their slab of glass to be flat, you know, like, I don't know. I'm really hoping that this is just a misstep, and that there's more to this story in some way that we just don't know, that we're gonna find out, you know, the person who should have been giving us the official line is out for vacation or something already, and, you know.
I mean, I would think so. Maybe just here, take a extended vacation for your holidays. Just walk it off.
Yeah, like, you know, it seems like the person who would actually be in charge of this would want to take this slightly more seriously than what, you know. When you manufacture with aluminum, sometimes it just bends like that. Like that. Even if they were going, like, to decline to fix it and just say that this is a thing, you know, sort of like you're holding it wrong, which is another one of those that we got from Apple that I will never stop laughing about.
I was just going to bring that up.
You know, every once in a while, Apple comes up with one of these explanations, and it doesn't measure up for most reasonable people, you know. Why did we get rid of the headphone jack? Courage. You know, that's another one that I'm going to put up there in the Hall of Fame. Just like this one, like, so what if it's curved? Like, I'm not finding that a good answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, I'm going to take your money and you can get bent.
You know, I thought their marketing slogan for Christmas this year was share your gifts, and apparently it's thank you for your money, now get bent. Which I didn't realize. Yeah, you know, and it seems like that response is a non-Apple response. It's the kind of response that we would laugh at a lot if it came from another company. I'm still gonna laugh at it a lot. It's just that Apple doesn't usually give such a shruggy response to stuff like this. Usually it's nothing.
Yeah, and like, not only would we expect to hear it from a different company, but also for a cheaper product. Like, it's one thing if a $20 cheap phone, whatever,
yeah,
is getting out of the the manufacturing line with bending issues, then okay. But an $9,000 to $1,000 and more product, like, that's just not acceptable.
Yeah, if you're laying down a four-digit number and the response to it's curved, you know, my flat thing is not flat, and the response to that is, oh, what are you going to do for $1,000? Yeah. I mean, and you can come, I think you can break $2,000 if you buy the 13-inch with the terabyte storage and the, you know, maybe you buy a keyboard and a pencil. I think you can get, like, the better part of $2,000. And at that point, if it's curved, like, you know, I feel bad not for Apple execs, but for Apple retail, because those are the people that are going to take the brunt of this. If it pops up and it's curved, you know, it's the people in the logo shirts who are going to be the people who take the brunt of the frustration for this. And like that's saying, who I feel bad for.
Yeah. And like you were saying, this is the worst possible time for that, because they're already stressed out because of the holidays.
Yeah.
And now they have this just shoveled on top.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. Yeah. You know, and they had zero control over that. So if you are headed to an Apple store in the near future, be nice to them. Because, you know, and, you know, like, anybody who works retail at Christmas time, be kind to them, and, you know, say please and thank you and wish them a good day. And I guarantee you, as a person who has worked retail at Christmas time, that you will become the favorite customer of that person, because most people don't even bother saying, like, hello. It's just, this is what's wrong. Or, you know, this doesn't work, and, you know, whatever sort of grumpiness, you know, goes along with that. So, yes, if you wish to win at Thursday, go to a mall and be nice to somebody who's working there. And I promise you, you will win at definitely. Thursday. In fact, you should take the rest of the week off. I will write you a note. And with that, let's move on. I'd like to talk about our sponsors. Our first sponsor today is OpsGenie. And when it comes to incidents, either planned or unplanned, it all comes down to how your company responds. Prompt and precise alerting is the critical first step, because applications are more complex than ever, and incidents require coordination between many different teams. That's why there's OpsGenie by Atlassian. OpsGenie empowers dev and ops teams to plan service disruptions and stay in control during unplanned incidents. Teams have the power to respond quickly and efficiently, and the right people get notified thanks to integrations with loads of services. Visit opsgenie.com, OpsGenie.com, and sign up to get a free company account, and you can add up to 5 team members. Our second sponsor today is Jamf Now, and Jamf Now helps you set up, manage, and protect your Apple devices on demand. Now, it can't do anything about if they're bent, but it can help you keep track of the system, the operating system version, the model number, the serial number, and you can also lock down preferences so you can keep people from accidentally deleting email settings. And you can also push out updated information like new Wi-Fi settings or other things like that. You can adjust how many or how few things you're actually keeping track of, and how many things that you actually allow people to get the opportunity to change or not. And all of that's up to you. You log into a web dashboard and you have all of that information at your fingertips. 3 devices are supported for free, and additional devices are $2 a month. Head over to the Jamf website at jamf.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account today. Now, the other subject that I want to discuss is another PSA. We've done a few of these, and this latest one is about a reasonably legitimate looking scam email that comes around for the App Store.
Yeah, so there's the latest phishing scam that's been going around is people have been getting these emails. I mean, the whole point of a phishing email is that it's a fake email crafted to look like a real one. So these emails, it claims to be a purchase confirmation for an app or a subscription, and it usually has a PDF document attached to it. Now, it sounds like the PDF document doesn't have malware, But what it does have is these special shortened URLs that when you click on them, they will send you to this website designed like the email to look like an official Apple website. Mm-hmm. And so I got the story from Wired. So what Wired was saying is that if you enter your email, username and password in the website, you'll get an alert that says your account has been locked out for security reasons.
Oh.
And it will ask you for more information to quote unquote verify your identity.
Oh, fantastic.
But, I mean, it will. Yeah. So apparently it asks for your name, your address, your social security number, and apparently even your driver's license and passport number. So this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I would hope that that would stop some people because they might realize they never gave Apple their driver's license number or their passport number in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would hope so.
Yeah.
But now, I remember that email you sent to us in Slack, and it looked legitimate. I could not find any errors in the email.
Yeah, and that was one that said I had subscribed to a year of Spotify, and it was like an Apple receipt, and it tried to look like a legitimate Apple receipt, like I had signed up for a year of Spotify, but the amount that a year of Spotify costs was not right in the email, and there was something about the layout of it that looked odd to me. And I think part of the reason that I have the advantage in that is because I live in Oregon where there's no sales tax. So the price of the thing is always the price of the thing. So, you know, if the price tag says it's $20, when I take it to the register, it's $20. It's not $20. It's not $22.08 or whatever. So I think that was part of it was I went like, did they charge me sales tax on something? Like, this looks weird, you know, which is part of why the amount was off. Like, I couldn't find, like, that's not what a year of Spotify would cost. And then just like beyond that, something about the email just didn't look like it was supposed to. And so that was where one thing that comes in really handy in a lot of cases is if you use a mail app on your desk on your Mac, you can hover over a thing that is a link, and at the bottom of the mail window, it will show you the URL for the thing that you're going to click on. You know, when things say like click here or report a problem, like in a regular Apple receipt, when you look at that at the bottom, it will show you the URL. Now, sometimes there's a URL shortener, so you can't always tell what that URL is going to be. But I do find that sometimes helps. If you just hover over the link and take a look at it, and you can see that it's not www.apple.com. Now, lots of places have tried to fool you by putting like www.apple.com as an email, as a URL. So that when you click on it, you know, well, it says apple.com. Well, you know, there's a bunch of stuff at the beginning, things like that, that sometimes are intended to catch you and not work like they should. So you always have to be careful of those, and you always sort of have to pay more attention. And I think the other thing that caused me to be extra cautious with this Spotify email is that I had just gotten a letter from the credit card company that said we're mailing you new cards because there was a data breach. And so I think that might have just been a timing issue where I was like, oh, great. Is this the thing? You know, because Apple receipts never come the same day as the thing that you bought. So it had been a couple of days. So I thought, oh, great. Is this the thing that like triggered the fraud? You know, did somebody get into my Apple ID to make that work? And this is and another thing that makes that helpful is the two-factor stuff that pops up if you do try to log into your Apple ID on a new device. You know, everything pops up on the other screens and says, you tried to log in. Is this okay? And that's part of the reason Apple wants to do that is because if you do try to log in and it doesn't work, you should have, you know, whether it succeeded or failed, you should have something on another screen that says, you tried to log in. Do you want to allow this?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that doesn't end up being an email that you get. And it's a thing that looks like an App Store receipt, like this Spotify one, correct?
Yep. Just like, I mean, Apple does send legitimate emails for receipts, and it looks just like the official one.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that can help verify that is, and this sounds sort of silly, but is that your Apple ID email address?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in fact, my mom got an email that looked like that, and she was confused by it because she has two email addresses, and she sort of set one up for like shopping and receipts and stuff, and then the other one is the one that like real people get. So, you know, if you want to send my mom a note, this is the email address that you use. And she said, mm-hmm. I got this email, but why did Apple send it to the wrong email address? And I'm like, it's not Apple. Don't click on anything. So I called her up and walked through it. And yeah, it was just a very legitimate looking scam email. And so that's like the first way to check is like, what email address did it go to? Because most people have more than one email address now. And
oh, yeah,
it's pretty easy to figure out like, yeah, you know what? My Mac Observer email is not my Apple ID email. So if I get an iTunes receipt there, I can be reasonably certain that it's fake. So I think that's, you know, just like anything else, this is a new scam that's going around, and they get a little more refined all the time. And we just sort of need to make sure that we're keeping an eye out on that. And it's a thing that you can sort of spread the word about when you are visiting family at Christmas, when people ask you about things, is just to sort of make sure that they're keeping aware as well. You know, and if you check that email on an iOS device, you can tap and hold on the link and it will ask what you want to do with it. Do you want to copy? Do you want to open it in a tab? And what I usually do on iOS, here's my other pro tip, is I will copy the link. And then I will go to like notes or something where I know that it's not going to go anywhere and paste the link. So if you do get this email on an iOS device and you want to make sure, then go somewhere else and paste that link in to not a web browser and see what it looks like and see if you're getting something that looks legit or not.
And then another thing you can do, you can forward these phishing emails to Apple. They have a special email address set up for this. I think it's something called scams@apple.com, and they can dive more deeper into the issue.
Yeah, and sometimes they can take, I think they can take action, you know, particularly if they're... excuse me, particularly if it's something that's using Apple logos in the message and things like that. Yeah. Apple has like legal recourse to make sure that sort of stuff doesn't continue to happen. And of course, now I'm not going to remember what that email address is. I think there's a couple. And the first, like, if you think that you get something that looks like it came from Apple that didn't come from Apple, you would send that to reportphishing@apple.com. And that's PHISHING. Reportphishing@apple.com. Now, if something came to you that looks like it's from an iCloud address, you would send that to abuse@icloud.com. So depending which one it came from, you can send those. And I'm pretty sure that there's similar sort of catch-all addresses for Google as well. And probably like most other places. But those are the two biggest ones that I know, is report phishing and then abuse at iCloud. So definitely keep those things in mind as you continue to get emails, because particularly at Christmas, it, you know, at the end of the year, it can be really hard to keep track of the receipts that get emailed to you. And sometimes wading through all of those messages and trying to find legitimate ones versus not legitimate ones can be rough, especially because you're probably in the middle of doing something else, and you know that may not be where your head's at right now, so it may not occur to you that like, yeah, you know what, this email may be fake. So definitely keep an eye on those. And Andrew, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go so that you can go back to waiting for FedEx to bring you your new iPad. And spoiler alert, there's a good chance that tomorrow's show is going to be a whole lot about new iPads, provided that the one that you get is actually flat.
Yes. So, and if it's bent, I'm going to mail it directly to Tim Cook's house.
That's very diplomatic of you. I know people who would take slightly more assertive action, we'll say, than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we'll find out. So everybody tune in tomorrow As silly as it sounds, tune in tomorrow to find out if Andrew got a flat iPad or not. We'll figure that out. But in the meantime, thanks for joining me today, Andrew.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And thanks so much to all of you for joining us. And remember, you can always give us feedback on Twitter at TMO Daily. You can email observations@macobserver.com, and you can always swing by iTunes and leave us a review. In the meantime, I will talk to all of you tomorrow, I'm guessing, as will Andrew, so that we can get the update on the new iPad. And in the meantime, be excellent to each other.